Commando Ernie from Virginia on their show. And he just does a fantastic job of bringing us up to date every week of the issues that are vital to our continued freedom in this nation, or recovering the freedom that we've already lost. And I'm just so pleased that God brought us Ernie, Capitol Hill Commando, to our Officer Jack McLam program. He's a great, great American. And the tremendous research he does every week, folks, the hours and hours he puts into research to be sure that we're caught up on what we need to do to take action against the tyranny and the treason at the highest levels of our government today is just astounding. And God bless him. And, folks, I ask you to pray for Ernie and pray for his protection and for his health. And his wife, too, his family, too, because the government hates him. They absolutely hate him because without Ernie, we wouldn't know what to do every week. We'd have to do our own research, put hours and hours and hours in of research just to find out what we're supposed to do Monday morning to call our elected things and tell them no to certain tyrannical legislation. Treasonous legislation, and yes to the good legislation. So God bless you, Ernie, and please, folks, say a prayer for Ernie, for his protection and health, and his wife's too, his family, in other words. And also, while I'm thinking about it, folks, same for Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul. Please say a prayer for him daily, that he be protected. I've just got some intel in that the Federal Reserve international banksters who run our country today, this is the neocon Trotskyites that run our country today, are trying to figure out how to kill him, how to kill Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul. They're already talking about it. And so just pray that God will put the blood of Jesus Christ over Ernie from Virginia and also Congressman Ron Paul and his family, that they are protected from assassination attempts. Of course, they'll make it look like an accident. They'll have a clear eyes agent that's all souped up on hypnosis, take an 18-wheeler and plow into his vehicle with him and his family in it or something like that and make it look like an accident. That's the way they do it, and that's what they're very good at. So just say a prayer. Pray that you will pray with me daily for Ernie from Virginia and his wonderful wife, his family, for protection, and also Congressman Dr. Ron Paul and his family to be protected from the enemies of God and our constitutional system here. Okay, enough said on that. I want to say once again, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Truly do love the mothers. My goodness gracious, I thank God for my great mother, Margaret Julia McLam, and she was a great Christian lady and killed her health to where she died early trying to raise us three kids without a father. And she did raise us three kids without a father, but she killed herself too. I mean, her health. She worked two and three jobs a day trying to support us in Washington, D.C. and Arlington, Virginia. And I didn't know it because I was a young kid, but whenever we would come home, we were poor because my mom couldn't earn a whole lot, even though she worked two or three jobs. But she would give us her food, and we didn't know she didn't have enough to eat. But we would be hungry after eating what she would give us, and she would give us her food and wouldn't eat anything. And it just destroyed her health over many years. So God bless the mothers out there. God bless it, and thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the great mothers that we've all had. We'll be right back with more right after these breaks.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs a...
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I'm supposed to share with you this very important news about one of our sponsors here at Republic Broadcasting Network, HempUSA.org. HempUSA.org. I remember when I was in during the Vietnam War, folks, at 17 years of age, matter of fact, I remember hearing about how important hemp was to our country. Matter of fact, during World War I and World War II, the government demanded that people, farmers, plant hemp. This is not marijuana, okay? It doesn't have the properties of marijuana, okay? And it doesn't have the THC in it. But we grew hemp in this country because it was so important to building lines for ships. Now, people that are not sailors and are not Marines and are not shipborne type people like me would call it rope. Okay? Hemp rope was very important. Now, in the military, we call it line. Okay? That is aboard ships and different things. But hemp made the best lines out there, the best ropes out there. It made the best, Levi's and work clothes and other very important clothes too that lasted forever. But the most important thing was that the chemical companies and the companies didn't like hemp because it was used for many things that they wanted to sell oil for. So they banned marijuana, planting hemp, in the United States. They banned it from the U.S., and so the oil companies could make more and more money. Then they came out with petrochemical clothing. Remember that? The clothes you don't have to iron because it's made out of petrochemicals. Well, it used to be made out of hemp, and it would last five times as long as this petrochemical clothing that we have today. And many, many things. It was used for food. It was used to feed cattle. And it was just a wonderful product. And so the government was taken over by the international criminal elite, the big corporations, and they banned marijuana and hemp so that they could make more money off their oil and control the people more. So here's this ad for hempusa.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of hemp, the hemp plant. So it's nutritional too, folks. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners to edible hemp. This is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Now, that's the hallucinogen in marijuana that makes you kind of hallucinate and makes you not able to think very clearly and so forth when you're smoking a lot of marijuana. So it's THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition, as we know. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call this number, folks. Here's that number. 908 area code. 2608. Once again, call hempusa.org or go to the website hempusa.org. But here's that number again. 908 area code 691-2608. All right, folks, I'm going to do that myself. I'm going to do that myself because I'm into food storage, and I want to get that 50% of protein and the good materials in the hemp product there for sustaining life, okay? All right, now, I want to get into something controversial. Now, I never do that, do I, folks? I never get into anything controversial. But I want to say this, that I'm very, very proud of our ex-president, former president, Jimmy Carter. Very proud. And so are all of our police and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. We have a lot of good Jewish soldiers and police officers that support the peace process in Israel. Now, the communist Zionists, who are Gentiles, who call themselves Jews over there, who have had control of Israel since the state was established in 1948. And by the way, yesterday was their 60th anniversary, and that's the reason I'm bringing this up. But the communist Zionists have been at war with the Arabs, and so state that Arabs are their enemies over there to force them out of the land and take over the whole Middle East. Now they have us going to war, our soldiers going to war, allegedly to fight terrorism, and it's not true, to take over the Middle East for the communist Zionists, okay? And soon, if God doesn't prevent it, and we're praying every day for God to prevent the attack on Iran and Syria, Syria so that we can stop these wars for the international criminal elite, the neocon Trotskyites that rule America today. They control the White House, they control the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the Senate through secret payments of millions of dollars into the pockets of our congressmen and senators every year from our tax dollars, okay? And they control the White House, and they control our military and all of our foreign policy, the neocon Trotskyites, which are communist Zionists, is what they are. And they control both Republican and Democratic Party, by the way, and all three of our candidates, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. They don't control Congressman Dr. Ron Paul at all. He's a Christian. He owes his allegiance to God and to our constitutional system. The other three, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, that's Hitlery, Obamanation, and Songbird McCain, called that by the communist North Vietnamese, because when he got there, he started singing immediately, telling them everything they wanted to know, and even lies about the United States to make them leave him alone. Okay, he was a traitor the minute he landed in Vietnam from parachute, and he had broke his two arms bailing out, and he always said that the communist Vietnamese broke his arms to torture him. That was a lie, and we know it as Vietnam vets because the POWs told the truth, that he came in with his arms broken and an injured leg because he didn't hold his arms in like he's supposed to when he bailed out. But anyway, we're off the subject here talking about Traitor McCain. But anyway, these three, Hitlery, Obamanation, Traitor McCain, or Songbird McCain as the communists call him, are CFR members. They're totally controlled by the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, which is a communist Zionist-controlled organization for world government. So they will keep up the same policies as Boy George Bush and Dick Cheney, who's the real president of the United States behind the scenes, taking us into this Antichrist world government system that is a super-rich and super-poor system, the communist system, in other words, of the super-rich and the super-poor and no middle class. That's what's coming up and why they're bringing us down to third world nation status here in the United States so we can be merged together in this world system. Well, President Jimmy Carter is truly a man of peace. He's not trying to get the approval of the communist Zionist Gentiles that rule Israel. He's truly trying to get peace over in the Middle East because he knows it'll affect everything in the world. Most of the war going on around the world, or the war that will be going on around the world, if we bomb it, Iran and Syria, they'll start World War III against 1,300,000,000 Muslims who are living peacefully in other countries, by the way, for the most part. But they're really ticked off that America is funding with $4 to $12 to $20 billion a year the war machine against the Muslims in the Holy Lands over there. And we've been doing this for decades and decades and decades. And so Jimmy Carter wants to stop all this, and he wants peace. That's why he's so demonized on the Zionist-controlled media in America and the Zionist-controlled government in America. He's demonized because he truly wants peace. When the communist Zionists say, well, we're going to pull back from the Golan Heights or we're going to do this or that, they're lying, folks. They're absolutely lying. They're not pulling back at all. They're just lying to make you feel good that they're going to give the Palestinians some land over there so that they can live in peace. Well, they don't want peace. They want to kill off all the Palestinians and kill off all the Arabs and move them out of the whole Middle East. And they're using our troops to do it. So I just want to say hear, hear to Jimmy Carter for actually being there and trying his best to meet with the different factions, Hamas leaders and so forth, Lebanese leaders.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam up here at our two police and military associations in the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you folks. Yes, it's so important. The reason I bring up this Israeli situation, Israel thing, the communist Zionist situation, folks, is because it affects everything in our lives. Everything. The communist Zionists, the neocon Trotskyites, have taken over America. They have. They control the media, except for the alternative media like you're listening to today. They control Hollywood. They control most of the state houses in the United States because they've wined and dined the governors and put several million dollars a year into their pockets from the tax donations we give to Israel every day. Or every year, rather. And same with our congressmen and senators. Secretly, they have secret bank accounts, and they put millions of dollars a year if they will just obey the communist, Zionist, neocon Trotskyites and do what they're told, and go along with the wars to take over the whole Middle East. The Bible says, folks, that this world, Antichrist world government system will come out of the Middle East. That it will come out of the Middle East, and that's exactly what's being developed right now with the help of our soldiers who are dying and killing for this Zionist communist movement to take over the world, this Antichrist world government system. We are helping to set it up with our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters go over there and lose their lives or get blown up and lose body parts and come back with depleted uranium poisoning. And they've killed 1,200,000 Iraqi men, women, and children now, and the people themselves are rising up against our soldiers now. And one thing I want to tell you that I don't know if I told you before or not, but in reading the Holy Scripture, I have a Jewish brother that came to me, and he knows I read the King James Bible, because it's the closest there is to the Word of God. It came from the Geneva Bible, and the 1611 Bible was taken from the Geneva Bible, and it is the most thorough and correct Word of God there is out there. All these other Bibles have been developed on purpose to take you away from Scriptures, these New Age Bibles, the Revised Standard Version, and the New King James Version. They've changed a lot of things in those Bibles, folks, to make us think that the way they want us to think and not according to what God told us. But this Jewish brother brought me this scripture and pointed out to me, which I've known for 15 years now, that dispensationalists are wrong, absolutely wrong. If you're a dispensationalist, you're absolutely wrong, folks, because dispensationalism was created by two Jewish Jesuit priests in about 1200, 1300 A.D., and it was created to take people away from the Scriptures, okay, to confuse them and to mess them up. And one of the guys' name was Ribera, and the other one's name was LeCuntre. And they developed this to take people out of Scripture and to destroy the Scriptures, basically, dispensationalism. And dispensationalists routinely claim that Israel never received all the land promised by God, and that's why so many of them want today's neocon Trotskyite communist Zionist over there, Gentiles, to take the land away from the Arabs by any means possible, usually killing them. But wait, folks, rewind the tape back up to Joshua's time, and here's what the Holy Bible states. If you believe that Jesus Christ and the disciples talked about giving the land back to Israel and to the Jewish people, you're wrong. There is nowhere that I have found in this Jewish brother, Christian Jewish brother in the military that showed me this, said the same thing. Nowhere in the New Testament did God, Jesus Christ, who is God, nor the disciples talk about the Israelis or the Israelites or the Jews going back into the Holy Land and taking it over. And they certainly didn't say anything about them starting the blood sacrifices again, because Jesus Christ was the final blood sacrifice when he died on the cross. God, it's an abomination to God to go back into Israel and start sacrificing sheep and goats and rams and bulls and things like that again, because Jesus Christ ended all of that. We're under a new covenant today. But here's what he pointed out in Joshua's time, folks, and it shows how we've been lied to, and our ministers have been lied to in seminaries that have been taken over by God's enemies, Christian seminaries that have been taken over by God's enemies since the early 1900s. Joshua's time, we're going to Joshua 21, 43, 45 in the King James Version of the Bible. Okay, here's what it says. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land. Did you hear what I said, folks? And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land, which he swore to give them unto their fathers. And they possessed it, and they dwelt therein. Israel has already possessed the land, folks, and dwelt therein. God gave it to him a long time ago during Joshua's time. I'll be right back and we'll finish up Joshua 21, 43, 45. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Joshua is saying here, Well, God's still here. I'm saying when he was here, he's still here. But here's what it says. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land, which he swore to give unto their fathers, meaning the prophets. And they possessed it, and they dwelt therein, in the Holy Land. And the Lord gave them rest all about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed nothing of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. They failed nothing. God gave them everything. It says here in Joshua 21, 43, 45, it all came to pass. There failed not aught any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. It all came to pass. He gave them everything. So dispensationalists saying it's all in the future, it's in the future. 1948 was the beginning of God giving the Jews what he said he would. Folks, don't disagree with me. Try to disagree with the Holy Scriptures. King James Version, Joshua 21, 43, 45. He gave them all. It all came to pass. He gave them the land. They possessed it. They dwelt therein, in peace. So this has all happened before, and folks, you can't find it in the Holy Scriptures. If you do, let me know, because I've read the Holy Scriptures over and over and over again, the whole Bible, and I can't find it where after 70 AD, when God got mad when they killed his son, and they turned to apostasy, he destroyed Israel. He destroyed Israel by bringing his enemies, the Roman Titus, General Titus, into the land. And from 66 A.D. to 70 A.D., he destroyed Israel and millions of Jews and his Israelites there and destroyed it forever. And you let me know if you find it in the New Testament anywhere, folks. And you can look and look and look, and I don't think you're going to find it. But if you do, remember, go keep to the King James Bible. I knew the new perverted Bibles may very well have it in the New Testament, the ones that have been perverted. But go back to the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James, or your King James, not the Revised Standard Version of the King James, not the New King James. Go to the King James Bible. It was taken from the 1611 Bible, and you find in there where Jesus Christ talked about the Jews coming back into the land, rebuilding the temple, and the disciples. None of them did. Because it's true, the Holy Bible says, and I'm not a Bible scholar, so I can't quote the place for you, but if you'll look in the Holy Bible, you'll find out where Jesus said, I have taken the blessings away from you, Israel, and I'm giving them to nations that will carry out my will. Now that's not exactly the proper quote, but that's the essence of it. I'm taking it away from you. At one time, the Jews were God's chosen people, but he took that blessing away from them, and he gave it to nations that would carry out his will, which was Christian nations, Gentiles, Jews, Muslims that became Christians. Anybody that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, God gave the blessings to and gave the commands to carry out his will. And up to a time, the Christian nations did that until the seminaries were taken over by God's enemies, Satan, and God's enemies, and put out these preachers we have today that teach a perversion of the Bible, because they were taught perversion in seminaries. So, anyway, let's see, what time is it? Okay, there's a couple books I want you to get, folks, so that you can back up what I'm saying. One's written by a very important Jewish man who was killed for writing the book. This is Jack Bernstein. Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. And he was an American Jew, patriotic American Jew, that went to Israel in, I forget what year. I'd have to go back and read his book again, folks, but anyway, he went back in 1967, I think it was, to Israel. He went to Israel to work to build up the Israeli state and found out that it was all a lie. It was all a blatant lie. Okay, it was a communist Zionist state run by Gentiles that called themselves Jews, just like in Revelations in the Holy Bible, folks. It says that in the end days, there would be Jews who were really Gentiles conning you, calling themselves Jews, and you would believe it. And that's exactly who started Israel in 1948, the communist Zionist Gentiles that called themselves Jews. Ashkenazi Khazar Jews at one time in 740 A.D., King Joseph, head of the Khazarians in Eastern Europe, accepted Judaism, but then the super rich broke away from the Judaism of the Khazars and became atheist communists and started the Zionist movement, and they started Israel in 1948. They were Gentiles, but they still call themselves Jews, communist Zionists. And so I want you to read this book by Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. It's called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. Now, don't give me this stuff, oh, you're talking against the Jews, God's going to smoke you out of your tennis shoes, send a lightning bolt and smoke you out of your tennis shoes. Folks, we're talking about Jews here. We have four Jewish organizations today, JewsAgainstZionism.com, JewsNotZionist.org, TrueTorahJews.org, and the Nutricarta Jews, millions and millions and millions of Jews that know exactly what we're talking about here today. And we got a lot of great American Jews in law enforcement and the military that bring me this stuff, this very vital information here, so we can stop being lied to that these people over there that are running Israel today, these communist Zionists, are God's chosen people. They are not God's chosen people. The only God's chosen people on earth today are those that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's right in the Holy Bible, folks. That's not this old cop saying this, retired cop. It's right in the Holy Bible. And luckily, our Jewish brothers and sisters know that. Our military and law enforcement Jewish people know that, and they bring me this material all the time and ask me to put it on the air because Jack Bernstein was murdered for writing this book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. He went over there, and he married a outside the Khazar Jews system, and he married a real Jew, a blood Jew, a female Jewess over there, who was a Sephardic Jew. And she became his wife, and he immediately fell from grace because it's a racist system over there against the real Jews, the Sephardic Jews that grew up in the Holy Land. There's absolute racism against them. They can't get good jobs. They work as almost like slaves for the Khazar Jews, the Ashkenazi Gentile communist Jews over there. And he found this out, and he wrote this book all about it. So please read his book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And I'm going to tell you something really neat, folks. It's on the web for free. You don't have to buy it. Just put in your search engine, The Life of an American Jew in Marxist Racist Israel, comma, Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, and push the search engine, and you'll find his book on the web for free. And print that out and read it and give it to your friends, because we've been lied to, we've been conned. It's not unusual. We've been conned, we've been lied to, because that happens quite a bit to us, okay? But that's the way it is today, folks. That's the way it is. Okay, I'm going to try to go to our callers. See now, Well, I can't find my call screen there. Okay, Georgia in Florida. Let's go to Georgia in Florida. I'll try to pull up my call screen again. It disappeared on me here. Georgia in Florida, welcome to the program, brother.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing well.
Yes, my mom's been dead for almost 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And you know the thing is, I had a mean mom. My mom, when I went out with my friend, she insisted on knowing who they are.
Yeah.
She always wanted to know where I was at. Even like the trend, she never let me watch my own TV shows. Look how I turned out today.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my mama was a good mama too, and she demanded these things. And matter of fact, when I started going with the rabble in Washington, D.C., the gang members in Washington, D.C., she sent me off to Tucson, Arizona to live and got me away from going to prison. All my buddies in Washington, D.C. went to prison, but I went to Phoenix or Tucson to be raised by my aunt and uncle because my mama couldn't handle me when I was a teenager, and I didn't go to prison. So I had a great mama, but she was tough. She was really tough. She would beat me with a switch at night if I did something wrong, and my sister would snitch me off. But anyway, George, go ahead.
Yes, another thing. I'm reading a candidate for sheriff's website. He brings up this topic of assertive policing, and he doesn't seem to get the fact that all these agencies that did assertive policing are getting sued. And I want to ask, and he never answers the questions like, what about due process? Are you gonna preserve the constitutional rights of the residents? And you never get an answer from him.
No, you don't believe that anymore. They're being taught that the Constitution is old and antiquated. They were doing that when I was a academy instructor back in the Regional Police Academy in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah.
And also he's saying there goes, the sheriff's office is a paramilitary agency. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Not a paramilitary agency?
Well, they're turning it into one today, brother. They sure are.
And the thing is, I'm going to tell them, if you're Christian and born again, I said that those Bill of Rights come from the Bible. I said you fight against the Constitution, you're fighting against God.
That's right. It was built on biblical principles, the Constitution was. You're right, George. Listen, George, I got four other callers. I got to run, brother.
All right, God bless, Jack.
God bless you. Thank you so much. George in Florida is a warrior, my friends, and God bless him. Dave in Massachusetts, how are you, brother Dave?
Hello, Officer Jack McLam. You know, there's something I just love about that name.
Okay, what is it?
I think it's the lamb pot.
The lamb?
Yeah, oh. The lamb pot.
The lamb.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you feel, Jack.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, Jack, because if I may call you Jack.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, Jack. It's appropriate. One time Jesus' mother and his brothers came to a house where Jesus was, and they thought Jesus had lost his mind.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and the people said, mother and your brethren are outside and everything. And, you know, Jesus said, who is my mother and who are my brethren?
It is they who do
the will of my heavenly Father.
Amen, brother.
So it's appropriate for me to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much. Likewise to you, brother.
I got a couple of things. I know you want to get in some other callers here, too. One thing I want to say with and I know this will make you feel good, and I might send you an email or something and tell you about it.
Okay.
I know you take great pride in your brother officers, Jack.
Some of them. Not the criminals, I don't.
Yeah. Obviously, you take great pride in the good police officers, which
yeah.
there are many, you know.
Right. Yeah.
There's more good, I like to believe there's more good and bad ones, and I know you do too. I know this will make you feel good, Jack, but a police officer saved my life, and there's no question about it. I would have been, not only would have I been dead meat, but I actually literally would have been ground meat if this police officer didn't save my life. And there was no question about it. I immediately called him a hero, and it caught on. It's not just my opinion that he saved my life and he's a hero. He actually received a commendation in a public ceremony by the governor of Massachusetts for heroism.
Well, great. Thanks for helping with that, Dave. Appreciate it.
And I want you to know that, because I know it'll make you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
We have a lot of negative things about police officers and everything, and it's certainly important, to praise police officers when they,
absolutely, brother.
Good
Listen,
thing.
I gotta go to other callers here, Dave.
Hey, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I came up with a slogan, Jack. I hope it catches on. I think it's pretty good. You can tell me what you think, but you know how the convention, for Republican conventions is gonna be in St. Paul's?
Yes.
So how's this? Nominate St. Paul's in Paul's.
Nominate St. Paul. Okay, I like that. I like it.
And Ron Paul, right? He's a saint. I know
right.
he's a
Ron
saint.
Ron Paul. Very good. Thanks, Dave. God bless you, brother. Okay, Bruce in Illinois, hang on. We'll be right back after the break. Laura, hang on.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There you go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Folks, coming back quick, and let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Brother Bruce, welcome to the program.
Yes, Jack. Hey, I'm pleased that you and Ernie have made the connection between the Mark of the Beast and the Real ID Act.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's more to that. And the National Animal ID is also part of that beast system.
I think
And the reason
right,
I
brother.
Say that, Jack,
yeah.
is that, you know, how many people have a 911 number, excuse me, in the country? Well, under the National Animal ID system, your 911 number becomes a premises number. So that means even if you're a non-farmer
excuse me, you have a premises number through your 911 system. Now, what they have done, Jack, is they have taken, through the agricultural budget, they have included the financing for a national database system for the premises registration system. Now, once you get a premises number, a farmer cannot buy or sell. Now, what that means is, as soon as the Agriculture Department creates this national database, that means all of the 911 numbers, which are your premises numbers, can be included into it. So what they're doing is, Jack, they're funding this database through the Ag Department. Now, our government has done this before. You know, they've had bioweapons programs that have been funded through the Ag Department. Through the Interior Department, they funded a program to study the seafloor so they could put a missile installation in the 1960s. Uh-huh. So, I mean, this is what they're doing, and that's why I say it's important that we fight the National Animal ID System. Now, the one group that supports the National Animal ID System more than anyone is the Farm Bureau. And I believe, Jack, that if we begin boycotting the Farm Bureau, since only 23% of their clients nationwide are farmers, they are an insurance company. You know, people can go to F as in Frank, B as in boy, FB.org and get all the phone numbers and contact information for the Farm Bureau. Or you can just call 202-406-3600 and tell them that we don't want a national animal ID system in any form and just start boycotting, just passing the word and just tell people, don't do business with the Farm Bureau. And maybe we can stop this thing because that thing creates... The National Animal ID creates the database that the Real ID Act needs to create this implement the B system so that we can't buy or sell.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce, very much. We're just about totally out of time here, brother. But you're right. You're right. The animal ID chipping of the animals is truly a part of the Mark of the Beast system. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it. I don't know if we got time to go to Flora in Idaho or not. Let's try. Flora, welcome to the program, sister.
Jack, you break my heart. You work so hard. You do not get time to see the fruits of your labor. God has given us the answer. Isaiah 20 through the end of Isaiah 10, 20. And Isaiah 66, hold on, I've got to hurry. I've got it all up on my webpage for what you said. It proves. But Jerusalem and Israel is born in a day, Jack. Now, go to Isaiah 66 and,
Isaiah 66?
Yes.
Okay.
66:10 and read that part of the end. It's on my webpage, littlebirdmypodcast.com. I did it all for you and your Jewish people. And the answer is in the scripture. You don't need a book. How many books do you need to read to know that God Almighty cares about these Jewish people?
Right.
I'm just frantic you don't hear the fruit of your work.
Right. Okay, sister, thank you. I hear the music coming up. God bless you. Thanks for your great research and keeping me up on things. I'll go look up Isaiah 66:10. Folks, that's it for this week. God bless all of you. Don't forget your prayers. Please pray with me every night to stop the next false flag bombing of America. God can do it. Just tell him to destroy those people giving those orders with double destruction like David did in the Bible. And also destroy those that are trying to destroy.
Let me tell you why